Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, a jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the program, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Fud Livingston. We have been talking about Fud Livingston in the forum in connection with the recording by Bix and Tram of Clarinet Marmalade. That includes an interlude from In a Mist, and there is speculation that perhaps Fud Livingston was responsible for that inclusion. And for composing that little interlude. However, it looks more and more like Bix is the responsible individual. Anyway, I thought it would be a good idea to have a program on Fud Livingston. Turns out that I have an enormous number of recordings associated with Fud Livingston, and I have more material than for one program, so I'll probably make two at least, and perhaps three programs. First, let me tell you a little bit about biographical information. This is from Who's Who of Jazz by John Chilton. Joseph Anthony Livingston, nicknamed Fud, was born in Charleston, South Carolina on April 10, 1906. He died in New York City on March 25, 1957. Fud played accordion and piano during childhood, then took up saxophone, worked with Talmadge Henry in Greensboro during the summer of 1923, with Ben Pollack at the Venice Beach Ballroom, Los Angeles, left in the summer of 1925, worked with the California Ramblers from October 25, then joined Gene Golcat late 25, rejoined Ben Pollack in Chicago during the summer of 1926, left in the autumn of 1927 to join Nat Shilkret in New York. In 1928, worked for Don Voorhees, Jan Garber, etc. Prolific freelance work in New York, including recording sessions, usually on tenor and clarinet. Many recordings with Red Nichols, Biff Mall, Joe Benuti, etc. Brief return to Ben Pollack, then to London in March 1929. He joined Fred Elizalde at the Savoy Hotel, returned to New York in June of 1929, played for Almanac Review September of 29, then freelanced until joining Paul Whiteman in June 1930. He left in September 1930 but continued to arrange for Whiteman. During the early 1930s, mainly active as an arranger, scoring for Ben Pollack, Al Goodman shows, etc., etc. Returned to full-time playing with Jimmy Dorsey, 1935-1937. Then worked as an arranger for various bands, including Bob Zirk's short-lived big band and staff work for Pinkley Pinky Tomlin. During the 1940s, worked mainly in Hollywood, returned to New York, did occasionally arranging, but excessive drinking led to a deterioration of his health. He worked occasionally as a pianist in New York bars until shortly before his death. All right. It turns out that the two earliest recordings I have of Fud Livingston are with the California Ramblers. The recordings from December 4th, 1925. Smile a Little Bit and Dreaming of a Castle in the Air. So I'm going to play those, and the composition of the California Ramblers for this particular recording session are Frank Cush and Roy Johnston on trumpet. Let's see, Herb Winfield is on trombone, Bobby Davis on clarinet, alto sax, or soprano sax, Fud Livingston on clarinet, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Stan King on drums. So that's the composition of the band. So let's listen then to the California Ramblers with Fud Livingston in 1924, precisely December 4th, 1924. Correction, that's 1925, December 4, 1925. Thank you. Okay, now let's move 1 year forward. We are now in December of 1926, and I want to play two recordings from December 17, 1926. This is Ben Pollack and his Californians. First, Did I Do, with a vocal by Ben Pollack, and then His Last Word, with a vocal by Dorothy Williams and Hannah Williams. The composition of the band is Ben Pollack, director, violin and drums, Harry Greenberg and Al Harris on cornet, Glenn Miller on trombone, he's also the arranger, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Gil Rodin on alto sax, Fud Livingston on tenor sax, Victor Young and Al Beller on violin, Wayne Allen on piano and celeste, John Kursenknabe on banjo, Harry Goodman on brass bass. So let's listen then to Fud Livingston with Ben Pollack and his Californians in December of 1926.
Thank you. my, do I, honey, honey, gee, I do. And do I need you, oh my, do I, honey, honey, gee, I do. I'm glad that I'm the one who found you. That's why I'm always hanging round you. Do I love you? Oh my, do I? Honey, honey, deed I do.
Recite, but for holding tight, he's a last bird.
Did you notice how many modernistic interludes there were in the last two recordings? And I remind you that that was 17-year-old Benny Goodman there, and at that time he was, I believe, and to my ears anyway, very much influenced by Big Spiderbeck. Okay, let's move now to a couple of recordings of Fud Livingston with Red Nichols. The two numbers that I want to play are Riverboat Shuffle, composition by Howie Carmichael, and Eccentric, both of them recorded on August 15th, 1927. And the five pennies, many more than five pennies, are Red Nichols and Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpets, Miff Moore on trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Fud Livingston on tenor sax or alto sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, perhaps Goofus, Lenny Hayton on piano, and in the second selection he plays Celeste. He's also the arranger, apparently. Dick McDonough is on guitar, Vic Burton on drums, and that's it. That's the whole band. A really powerful group of musicians. So let's listen then to Fud Livingston with Red Nichols and Many More Pennies in 1927.
Thank you.
That was hot, man, wasn't it? Those guys were really swinging. Okay, now I want to turn to Fud Livingston as a composer. Two of his well-known compositions are Feeling No Pain and Imagination. First, I want to read what Dick Sodhalter tells us about Fud Livingston as a composer. In his magnificent book, Lost Chords. Okay, now I'm reading. It says, but Livingston's chief impact on this circle of musicians and on the music in a more generalized sense lies in his skills as an arranger and composer. His aptly named Imagination, recorded for OK under Moll's name, for Columbia under the Charleston Chasers' pseudonym, and for Brunswick under Nichols' own name, is typical of his work. He's thought carefully about matters of form and come up with a finely tooled, architecturally sound chamber composition. Few writers at this time had achieved this degree of ease within the hot jazz idiom. Hoagy Carmichael's Boneyard Shuffle and Manhattan Rag demonstrate similar preoccupation, but far less skill. There is little in the recorded work of either Duke Ellington or Don Redman at this early point to suggest a comparable degree of accomplishment in scoring. Imagination represents a set of preoccupations more commonly found in the branch of popular instrumental music now widely and judgmentally identified as novelty music. The piano compositions of Rube Bloom and Zez Confrey, for example, regularly address such matters of structure and thematic development. Such vignettes as Arthur Schott's Piano Puzzle and Willard Robinson's Eight Ball work some of the same soil. Big Spiderbeck's Four Piano Compositions, published as a suite by Robbins in 1928, also lie within the concept. The common thread is an obvious fascination with European music, particularly the melodic and harmonic conventions of the French Impressionists, use of sequential augmented chords, and the whole tone scales out of which they are formed. reliance on the chord of the minor ninth as part of the basic vocabulary, regular employment of 11ths and 13ths as melodic color tones. The final ensemble chorus of the up-tempo Feeling No Pain from the Mall date of August 30, 1927, even displays a touch of clang, farben melody. That device, so beloved of followers of 12-tone European music, brings different tone colors as represented by different instruments and registers. To bear on the same pitch or sequence of pitches, the result is a melody constructed as much out of tones and textures as of pitches. Well, that's a mouthful, and I'm sure it's a good description of the concept behind Fort Livingston's compositions and arrangements. Well, the two compositions that I want to play now are Imagination and Feeling No Pain. And these were recorded, as I indicated when I read the excerpt from Lost Chords, three times. In fact, Feeling No Pain was recorded four times. Red Nickel's Five Pennies, Miff Maul and His Little Maulers, The Charleston Chasers, and Red and Miff Stompers. The versions of Imagination and Feeling No Pain that I want to play are the ones by the Charleston Chasers, and they were recorded on September 8, 1927. Now, the composition of the band of the Charleston Chasers at that point consists of Red Nichols and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Maul on trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet and alto sax, Fud Livingston on clarinet and tenor sax, Lenny Hayton on piano, and Celeste on the second selection. Carl Kress on guitar, Jack Hansen on brass bass, Vic Burton on drums, and I guess that's it. That's the whole band there. Okay, so let's listen then to two compositions by Fud Livingston, by the Charleston Chasers with Fud Livingston, 1927. The two recordings are by the Arkansas Travelers, another pseudonym used by Red Nichols. But before I tell you about these, I must quote from Dick Sodhalder's Lost Chords the following sentence. It says, Livingston's clarinet work, highly regarded by fellow musicians throughout the 1920s, is often overlooked, not least because it is so often mistaken for that of Pee Wee Russell. So with that caveat, I will give you the composition of the band for the two recordings that I want to play by the Arkansas Travelers from September 14, 1927. And I'll give you the composition of the band, with the exception of Fud Livingston first. There's Red Nichols on trumpet, Biff Mole on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, well, not Jimmy Dorsey, that's the whole point. Fred Murrow on alto sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Vic Burton on drums. And then the question is, who is the clarinet player there? And according to Ross, it's either Pee Wee Russell or Fud Livingston. According to Tom Lord's discography, it is Fud Livingston. Also, I believe there is a little bit of a question about the pianist here. Is it Arthur Schott, or was he replaced by Rube Bloom, as Ross tells us? Well, and there are all these discographical questions, but let's listen then to a couple of recordings of the Arkansas Travelers, probably with Fud Livingston, 1927. Thank you. To make 3 points. First, I forgot to give the names of the two tunes that I played, and they were in the order in which they were played, Redhead Blues and Birmingham Breakdown. The first of these two tunes, Birmingham Redhead Blues, reminds me quite a bit of Crazy Rhythm. And then the last point is that Birmingham Breakdown, a composition by Duke Ellington, It's a very modernistic arrangement here. Okay, let's conclude today's emphasis on Fod Livingston by playing a couple of recordings that he made when he was over in England with Fred Elizalde's. The two sides that I want to play are Singapore Sorrows and Nobody's Sweetheart, both recorded on April 12, 1929, but the composition of the band is very different in the two numbers. For the first number, Singapore Sorrows, we have Chelsea Quilly and Norman Payne and Nobby Knight on trumpet, Frank Coughlin on trombone, Max Farley, Phil Cardew, Bobby Davis on clarinet or alto sax, Fod Livingston, Arthur Rollini on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, George Hurley, Ben Frankel, Len Lees on violin, Billy Mason on piano, Jack Hall on banjo, Al Boley on guitar, Mario Lorenzi on harp, Tiny Stock on string bass, and Ronnie Gubertini on drums. And in the liners for this CD, which is the best of Fred Elizalde and his Anglo-American band, it's a retrieval CD, they say Fred Elizalde, leader and arranger. Well, I read someplace that this version of Singapore Sorrows is very similar to the one that Ben Pollack recorded a couple of years earlier, and that was probably an arrangement by Fod Livingston. Anyway, the next number, which is Nobody's Sweetheart, has a small group. Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Max Farley, Bobby Davis, Fod Livingston on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Billy Mason on piano, Al Boley on guitar, Tiny Stock on string bass, Ronnie Gubertini on drums, and also Fred Elizalde on piano. So let's listen to a couple of recordings by Fred Elizalde with Fod Livingston, 1929. Thank you. This brings to an end this program devoted to Fort Livingston. I have many, many more records of Fort Livingston, so I will probably have another program, perhaps the next one or a future program, devoted to Fort Livingston. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.